bien, vous êtes.
Let's get scratching.
Hello?
Sorry, Sega Radio.
Sega.
Radio Sega. Sega?
Yeah, part of the Sonic Boom. It's Japanese.
Get a load of this!
You get to listen to cool sounds.
I've done a podcast.
They just look like sausages. People who are sausages.
You have to say it.
Stop this crazy ride.
What the hell?
Anyone else got any ideas for songs?
This is just a demo, but I'm having fun with it.
Oh my god, quieten down, you.
This is
the Fast Feet
Full Mix
on Radio Sega.
Hello, one and all, and welcome to this week's Full Mix, brought to you by Fast Feet yet again. And it's episode 10. We've now reached the we've matched what we did for last series. In fact, really. So we will by the end of this episode, anyway, at least. Sort of. There is extra content from Series 1, so we're getting there. But it's nice to know. But also, on that note, it's not the last episode either. On that hand, we'll be going strong into hopefully about 20-plus episodes before we have a nice big break. Anyway, I'm Firespeak, your host for the next hour or so. And as usual, the Fomix, it's a call-in show, all about Sega and the Sonicness, as it is. So I'm joined by fellow enthusiasts on Skype at the moment as well. I have Gerbil Bay with me.
Hello.
Hello. I also have Gonic with me.
Hello.
Sorry, Josh this week.
Hey.
Who has no other sort of nickname yet, as he's yet to change his Skype or have a nickname, who knows? I also have Shadid.
Hey.
And also have Teela.
Insert swear word here.
We will be inserting many swear words this week because we don't think many... Sega people will be listening this week, so we might be swearing a bit more. It's an explicit show, as iTunes say, so we'll be doing what the hell we like.
Fucking dick cocks.
Here we go.
It has started.
It's an explicit tag done. Anyway. Yeah, but let's try not to overdo it, you know. We're going to talk about other things rather than just swear words, you know. This isn't a swear word show after all, so... But yes. Okay, also give a shout out to everyone who's in the chat room this week. I've got Trigon, Resident SD, Spondy, BlueBlur95, Bro Crusher, Cobra the Best, D'Artagnan, Empires, myself, Gerbil Bay, Gonic, Ink, Josh, Rad, Shadid, Speed22, Raph, Oscar, and the Mulletron. Out of all of these people that I've just said, one of them could be getting Hag of the Week this week. So if you're gonna get a hag, it's gonna sound like this.
Don't you wanna be my hag? Yes, you do!
God, you know you want to be my hag. And someone will do something to deserve it by the end of the show. So stay tuned for that. And we're also joined by the Obscenity is also in the RC room as well. If you want to get a bit more involved in the show and you're just listening in and aren't involved in any other ways, you can join the IRC chat room. If you go to radiosega.net and click on shows, there's information on how to join at the bottom of the page there. Get chatting with many people who are in there as well, talking about all kinds of things that we'll be sort of commenting on as we go by. And you can also request tracks as well. We have the full range of Sega and Sonic tracks here pretty much, apart from one or two albums, we pretty much have it all. So feel free to request what you want. And that can be done in the RC chat room, or you can tweet it by tweeting at Fast Feet Media. And I will get on straight away. Anyway, today is the 4th of July, which is significant for one nation, because it's Independence Day in America. So we thought we'd call this episode the Independence episode, as it were. Talking about all independent-y sort of things, I guess. There was no real plan, but we thought we'd support our fellow Americans here. But I think the first sort of area we should talk about as far as independence goes is many people know about the Summer of Sonic convention held every year in the UK. But there's always been a bit of a hankering for an American convention. people have been wanting to do that as well. And finally, there's been one arranged as such. Now, it's just, yeah, as the laugh indicates, it is a bit laughable, unfortunately. It's also commendable in some respects as well, really. If you're in the IRC chat room, type in Sonic Convention USA into Google Assist, or SonicCon USA, you'll come across it pretty easily. It's at cyberblueprints.com/SonicCon. I'll just post a link in to our IRC room now, as it were.
I just typed
it. Beat me to it. clearly, I don't have enough of my hands to do that. But yeah, have a look at my website. Now, first of all, I will stress that the website is not exactly the best one built, being a web designer myself here, really. But first of all, I'm going to compare some aspects of this convention to Summer Sonic, because Summer Sonic has always been a one-day convention. It's succeeded very well every time it's done it, and this is its third year in a row. It's going to be held just over a month's time. So what SonicCon is proposing here is it's going to be in November 5th to the 7th this year in Plano, Texas. No idea what that is, but I'm sure the only American who's joining us on our Skype chat this evening, Darkstreak, or Josh, as I referred to him in the beginning of the show. Any idea where Plano is, Josh?
It's somewhere in Texas.
Well, there you go, somewhere in Texas. So somewhere south, close to the border, then, I'd imagine, somewhere. Now, highlights to the show so far. Bear in mind, it's only recently been announced in the last month or so, is that you'll get to meet the very breezy noise outside of the convention hall, but also the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog as well. I should know this, but I can't remember his damn name. And it'd be
Jason Griffin.
Jason Griffin, and that's the badger I was looking for, or the hedgehog, as it were.
otherwise known as
Griffin.
This is the original voice that started off from Sonic Adventure, until the Sonic X Mysterious replaced them.
No, that's the wrong person.
Oh, you're saying it's the Sonic X one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so ignore what I said, reverse way around. Yeah. Yeah, it's a little bit embarrassing, because, I mean, that's a great thing to have, I suppose, at the Sonic the Hedgehog convention, is to have some of the voice actors there. Admittedly, only one signed up at this point. You think, you know, Sonic being there, you might pester the other ones into being there as well, being at the Sonic convention, but hey-ho. And you've also got a band as well called Al's Dead, or something like that. which ain't a bad idea, because having anyone that plays Sonic music would be good, really, but never heard of them and don't know what they sound like, so interesting. Outside of that, it's interesting about buying tickets as well. There's all kinds of things going on here as well. The website itself goes on about updates, hotel, guests, events, register for it as well. I mean, let's have a look at the tickets here, because I wonder if they are charging. They are. That's interesting. Well, a bit different. For Summer Sonic is funded by Sega and a couple other people, I believe, as well, because they do require. I've looked into some of the statistics and the costs, which I won't divulge, to be fair to Summer Sonic, but it's a lot, let's put it that way. So they cover all the costs on that side, really, so I suppose if Sega aren't covering this little convention, then they have to cover the costs somehow. $15 for a child, $40 purchased for a certain day, $45. For another day, $50, so looking about £20-30 in the UK, but we'll keep it the dollars, because hey, it's an American convention after all.
Actually, they've got four kids, VAs, according to the website.
Well, I'm blaming the website on this one. Information is a bit sporadic and all over the place. So. Oh, have I read the entire thing? So no.
Just click guests.
Four kids.
Yeah, they've got four kids.
They've got like all of them.
They've got Mike Pollock though. That's one of the decent ones.
Yeah, so they've got something going on. It's good to see something in America, because so many fans in America complain, oh, why don't we have our own convention? But bear in mind, it's in Texas. I mean, it's not the most central place in America. It would have been helpful if it was perhaps more central, I suppose, but what are you going to do? So yeah, I don't know what they're going to have going for the 3 days though. I mean, Summer of Sonic has just enough content to have a nice, fully packed show during and the convention during that entire day. To keep it going for 3 days is asking quite a bit. And when I did Insert a Coin, went into that convention and DJ'd and sorted out that convention for them. That's actually lasted 2 days, and that was just about enough. 3 days just for a Sonic convention, first time round. Just intrigued to see what they're going to do to keep it going. Anyway, I've said enough for the time being, so let's open up the floor to my guests to join me on Skype. That's right, you don't just join me so you can hang in the background, you do a bit of talking too.
Well, the event says you can bring your hedgehog, so they probably want some hedgehog orgy to happen.
How the heck are they going to do that? Are they going to, like, mutate hedgehogs in order to be like Sonic in order to bring them?
Yeah, they'll get the blue spray paint.
New York Times, November the 8th. Following a Sonic convention, there's been a huge hedgehog outbreak in Texas. It's full of pricks now. Well, that's debatable, but still. Sorry, it's going to be an Independence episode, but I'm supposed to be nice here. Carry on. Go away, way. You go.
Yeah.
Did it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how was it from Sweet?
Sonicle? I don't know. No beard, I suppose. Keep him busy. I wonder what you guys are up to. Everyone knows what I'm doing. They can count two guesses and go, well, yeah.
Yeah. I've been cleaning. Yeah, cleaning. Bad day.
So you missed the stereotypical spring cleaning and just thought I'll do it in summer.
Rightly.
Very fluff.
It's something we can talk about.
I'm not done with this Sonic convention, by the way. I'm not trying to rivet this res or anything, it's good that we're having more Sonic conventions. The more we have, the better, obviously. I just like to keep the quality up a bit more, that's all.
Looking at it, it seems more anime-based than Sonic-based.
Well, certainly with four kids and Sonic X being involved, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even, well, at the game, it's supposed to be Sonic games, and they've got Rock Band and Guitar Hero. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, we've got
Push Fart when you need them.
Oh, haha, very funny. It's on a Windows server. Silly URL for not friend.
Trying
to look for the events.
I can't read the page! It is actually broken.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Well,
okay.
Okay,
someone.
Crack on.
Is it merely just the same band with different costumes on the guest page?
Cosplay tea party.
They like to play dress up.
They all look the same to me.
So yes, this is for Weeaboos too, so...
Oh,
how to make your hedgehog have giant eyes.
The fans that are going to this, have they actually done anything Sonic related? You know, like, have they done any music for Sonic? Or they, like...
I'm talking! No.
But, yeah, that's a bit going on. Anyway, we shall come back to that. I mean, I want to have a listen to some of these bands that are playing, what they look like if they have music videos and so forth, really. So, we shall see. But, as Gornik has pointed out, whilst Sega announced that they were going to release Dreamcast games across Xbox Live Arcade and PS3 Network, possibility of Sega Saturn games are arriving as well. And we say possibility in a sense because we don't 100% know just yet. And I haven't confirmed it, but from what I heard, originally they weren't too interested in doing Dreamcast and Saturn at the same time. They wanted to focus on the Dreamcast catalogue as well, so it doesn't make a lot of sense. Perhaps at a later date they'll then switch from Dreamcast. We've released a load of those, then focus on Saturn content. But oh yeah, I wouldn't say no. I love some of my Saturn games, the ones I've got, absolutely fantastic. So, right, they release some of the classics, yeah. What do you guys reckon? You've been much fans of the Saturn stuff, or have you played much of them?
Well, if they put it on Xbox Live Arcade, it's going to get leaked because of PartnerNet.
Leaked in what sense?
You know how Sonic 4 got leaked? It's because of a service called PartnerNet. And people, it's a developer network. Let me get a Wikipedia page.
What you're saying is that this has been leaked already, is what we're reading here, and that it is going to happen anyway.
Well, Sonic Adventure got leaked on PartnerNet.
Well, if it was, I missed it. It could have been that widespread and leaked to me.
It was on TSS.
Yeah.
One at a time.
I owned the Saturn, but I think the only thing I remember playing on it was Virtua Fighter, some baseball game, but that was it. And again, it didn't, as far as I know, the catalogue on it wasn't that good.
It wasn't as good as the Dreamcast, I'd have to say, but there were some gems in there, were they? I mean, Burning Rangers is one of those classics as well, which I never got around to playing, unfortunately. Well, I'm sure I will sometime soon, hopefully. Wink, wink, Sega. Virtual On. Virtual On, when that came out, I had to have that game as soon as I saw it in the shops. I'm pretty sure I nagged my mum to buy that at the time. Fantastic, love playing that. I never got the proper ending to that, and I hate when games do that. Rez does that as well. I still can't figure out how to finish it properly. But anyway, Daytona on as well, Sega Rally, they were classic games. I mean, Sega consoles have always been about the arcade ports, end of the day, as well, because that's where they've been strong. So we always had those sorts of games. Knights was on there as well, of course, really. So the original Knights would be on there. I used to make a tradition, because I only had. I never got Knights because it looked into it and was like, 3D gamepad to properly play it. I was like, I don't have the money for that. So I ended up getting a demo disc for Christmas Knights. So I ended up making it a tradition to actually play Christmas Knights every Christmas before Christmas Day hit as well, and managed to re-complete it each time. Only Christmas, though. So, yeah, rare Sega tradition there, so yeah.
Well, that's like the best kind of tradition, you know, is like the ones that you have fun with. Also, I used to have Knights. This didn't work, I don't know why. That was a big bummer on my end. I really wanted to play Knights.
I haven't not played the full thing. I did enjoy playing it normally, it just sucked when you weren't flying. Okay, let's look into the RC chat room. What are we talking about games here? And Resident SD being obviously a Sega nut and fellow DJ on the station here. Manx CT. Manx CT was a bit of a biking arcade classic, so I agree with him on that. However, Sega's Touring Car. Sega's Touring Car, I played on a demo disc. It felt like I was driving on butter all the time. I feel like I should just go into sort of a Jeremy Clarkson analogy here now. It's the worst car game in the world. Or something. It's not the worst one in the world, I'm pretty sure there have been worse ones, but I mean, when you play Sega Rally, then you play Touring Car, it was a bit like, woo! Could tell it was just, you know, a difference in quality, shall we say.
And we have Darth Vader in the chat.
Yeah, indeed.
Oh yeah. Okay. We are your father.
Yes, anyway. Anyway, we'll come up with more independency sort of things, really, in a bit. Time for a musical break. Let's see. Has anyone tweaked any requests? Nothing yet. RRC room, requests, please. Otherwise, I'll be sticking on what I think's a banging tune. Or two.
Are you the request cannon?
We do need more requests, really. And guys, if you want to request a thing, just put them down Skype. I'll read them in a minute. Hang on, Gonix. Have you Gonix? There you go. It's another type of you. You're Gonix. Metal Gonix, that is.
What? Who? What? Where? Who? What? Who?
Swear, Gonix, you're going to have more nicknames than, you know, anyone. In fact, are you going to Summer Sonic, out of curiosity?
No, I'm not going to Summer Sonic.
Oh, what a shame. I can have so much fun with you there at Summer Sonic.
You leave my face alone.
It's not your face so much, it's more your name, and bear in mind I'm in control of the decks. I can do what
Gonix
I want.
Gonix that please report. You'll hear in the distance, it's Gonix, goddammit! Rage!
So yeah, if you have any recommendations for what Gonix can change his name to, please feel free to put them in the RC chat room now. We'll come back and pick the best one and rename Gonix after this musical break. So, requests, get them through into the RC chat room or post them to me via tweeting at Fastbeat Media. We'll be right back after this short musical break on Fastbeat's Phone Mix.
Dicks everywhere.
This is
Fastbeat Phone Mix on Radio Sega.
I get paid more bad, surviving this game. It's crazy, I get more money by killing funny. Jack, he's a psychomaniac. That's right, it's death on sight. It don't matter who's wrong or right. I just might catch it slipping. Getting paid is my intuition and my ambition. It's to put the city under siege. More death, more cheese. Gotta get the paper. Be Jamaica. And these boys, I'm the undertaker. And ain't no shortage. I can't be laid off. In fact, rest in chaos. Your respect, I just slaughter. Don't be bothered. Watch where you step, it might be hot water. You oughta pay me now, cause right now it's about to go down.
This is Fast Beat
Filmics
on Radio Sega.
Hello, welcome back to the Filmics. Yes, we would have a nice distinct musical break there with a number of requests flooding in all of a sudden. So we had Mad World, Sick YG, Ain't That Funny. We also had Spring Stadium Zone Act 1 from a Mega Drive version of Sonic 3D, which is by Jun Suno. Also by Mr. Suno, there's Victory 96 opening theme, The Sky Leads Off to the Future. And then we had Last Bronx, Radical Parking Lot, Kurosawa. And then we also had Jun Suno again. Boss, shut up, Faker. Plenty of Shadow there. So yeah. Keep requests coming in, they will follow on for our next musical break. Well, we've had a few YouTube musings, so they may take priority in a second anyway. So we're going to play some of the more interesting things we've come across on YouTube. I'm going to play the worst Sonic track, at least. I don't know if it was the worst Sega track, but it's pretty high up there, I'm going to have to say, really, and just show you how bad this is, really. It makes me want to kill people. No, it doesn't, actually, I didn't say that. It's bad, let's just say that much, right? So yes, we're back. We've got a few things going in soon. I'm pointing towards one person in the IRC chat room who's going to be this week Hag of the Week. And it's because they either haven't said one or two things. They either haven't said a lot or they haven't said something I'm wanting them to say. Let's put it that way. But either way, I think they'll probably end up as Hag of the Week this week. So just to make everyone worry like crazy in the chat room, you're going to be hacked soon. Someone. So, I mean, outside of what's going on, I mean, we've had E3 and whatnot. Things are getting a little bit quiet now, I think, at the moment, really. Not a lot going on in the video games world as it was. We're waiting for new things to hit. What I will say, bear in mind I can be perhaps classified as one of the Summer of Sonic insiders, as it were. I am unfortunately restricted as to what I can say. Otherwise, I get my booty kicked out of the door of Summer of Sonic. Unfortunately. What I can say, though, is that a lot of things are working in the background. There's a lot of work being put into things at the moment as well. And you won't be disappointed. Certainly, I'm going to say that much. There's a lot of work going on in the background, and I'm getting involved with some more things as well now. So, yes, hopefully I have a bit more control of what's going to happen soon. So, we'll see. Definitely keep an eye on the site. I'm betting any day now they're going to say, right, if you want to be here, sign up for your ticket. So if you're going to be there, I'll definitely be keeping an eye on it as well. Also, if you're Twittering, keep an eye on the Summer of Sonic hashtag as well, because that's starting to get a bit more busier as well now. And whilst Pedro Shadid fiddles with his sensitive end, as it were, we'll carry on talking about other things. Or a sound knob, as it were. That's one thing I do want to say. Being one of the main DJs at the Summer of Sonic, as I've been DJing there every year, I do want to know if people want me to play anything really specific. Something I may not have, for example. In which case, pass it this way and I'll play it. And that also goes for anyone who does remixes. If you are remixing music, let me know, and I may well play it live to a good audience of 1,000 people. Instantaneously, imagine your music being played to 1,000 people. So, if it's good, and I like it, it may get played. So, that also goes out to any of you listening to this in podcast format later on. Obviously, we're doing this as a live show right now, but if you listen to it later on, and it takes precedent, email me your ideas at fastfeet@fastfeetmedia.net. I'm more than happy to listen, and you never know where ideas may go. Let me know. But I'll just give you an example of something I really do not want to be played. Now, 2 seconds while I just hunt this down. This track, first time I heard to it, I did cringe just ever so much, to be honest, really. And it's a pure example. And this is actually something that was commissioned by Sega, so I mean, I'm giving them a big slap on the wrist from this, end of the day. But if I just track it down. And those of you may be familiar with it already, because it is essentially the ending theme to Sonic Unleashed, or Sonic World Adventure, as it is otherwise known. But let me just give you a pure example of how bad this sounds. I'll just switch you over so you can have a quick, terrible, ear-bleedingly listen to this. Clearly not what it should sound like. Oh, that track makes me cringe, man. At the end of Sonic's Adventure, I want to hear something like, "Yeah, I kicked Eggman's ass," or Robotnik. Rather than, "La-dee-da-dee-da, I'm lying down, looking at stars, look at my beautiful little tiny midget flying around, little friendly thing, what the hell is it?" So if you make any music like that, I will have to break your neck. Cringe-worthy music. It puts you.
DJ boards.
Did Chip die?
This is terrible, that tune.
Yes, Chip did die.
Okay.
We're not saying how he died. I wasn't involved. Yeah.
I know what you did last summer, Fastbeat.
Yes, it wasn't just me DJing. Yeah, I don't have to point out that was horrific. Ugh. I was going to listen to some of that music from that Sonic Convention and tell you what I would think of it. Clearly no one else is really that bothered by it. And no one's going to go, "Oh my god, it is amazing, we must go to a Tiffic Convention." Yeah. Well, I might as well plug in a bit of pluggability here as it goes at the moment anyway. I've been noting a few things about the upcoming project known as SegaMedia.com. Stop fiddling with your end, Jadid. Seriously, you've got to be doing something to make that noise.
Maybe he sat outside with, you know, with his laptop or something.
I really wish you could mute individual people on Skype, because it does get annoying.
Or he's just falling.
Otherwise, he's just going to have to keep talking to break up the noise.
Do that.
Yes.
Sing a 5-minute long song, you know, that'll shut it up in 5 minutes.
The hell are we going to talk about? I've lost my track now. Damn you! Damn you on your end!
Got my new name.
Yes, alright. Well, IRC Room, this goes out to you and any listeners, of course. Feel free to tweet them again at Fast Food Media. But as we know, for some reason, I've been told I get Gonic's name wrong, who's with us on Skype at the moment. So as I keep getting the name wrong, and obviously no one has a clue what his real name is, or what his name should be, I should say that is. Guys, let's think up a new name for Gonic. So far, previous entries from me have included Gonic 07, Gonic 08, I think. Gonics. But, we want to give Gonic a new name. And not Hag. He said that already.
How about Cockface 9001?
Nah, he doesn't deserve that, to be fair.
Bit harsh.
Jeff, he could at least make an aim name for that.
I at least want it to be a bit of a play on Gonic. It should be Cockic or something like that.
I, for one, would suggest... I'll
make a cock joke, bro, can you?
Nah.
Something similar that's going to happen. I'm going to mess up something on the decks and just do a typical James Mill for top of you and just go, oh, cock. Oh, the microphone's still on. Cock, damn it. short technical error. Woo! No, nothing's happening. Woo! It's all good.
The only one that's aired in the IRC Synog, which is Gonic backwards.
Yeah, that's one way.
Kind of G and Gonic backwards.
Right, well, let's think of a new name for G-Man, or Gonic, as his name is. Yeah, just a new name. So I'm going to quickly listen to these American convention music that's going to be on offer during a convention in November. In the meantime, I'm going to play you a little track which you might have heard about in the RC room. If not, you'll find this pretty fresh. It's the Fresh Prince of Tidal Tempest. We'll be right back on Fast Pitch Phoenix.
Just sit right there, I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
Welcome back to Fast Pitch Phone Mix. And now I have our reporter live on the scene in the middle of a gale, Shadid. Clearly he has his microphone outdoors by the sounds of it.
Yes, it's been quite hot here. I'm at the window trying to get some nightshade.
We're experiencing some technical difficulties. You have to speak up. I'm sorry, we might be having some difficulties with a reporter here.
I'm sorry, I don't have enough money to
take. Oh, I see you, Rib. What does Shattered sound like, really? We need some more suggestions. We've got Gonic's name, okay. We'll go over that quickly, but whilst we're just going over some of the names from Gonic, see if you can just pass over what you think Shattered's microphone sounds like tonight.
All the phone screen up below to donate to, well, some association to give me money. Because you too can make a difference.
I love how it goes all quiet when you're like, oh, give me money. Anyways, names and suggestions we've had for Gonic. Not too many. We're just basically reversing his name now to 70 Signog. Which sounds like the different sort of, international currency, perhaps. I give you Signog, but it's not enough currency. What do you mean?
Hey guys, have you seen Signog?
What? Filmed in Signog.
But we've actually had Signog, nothing else. Or we've had Cockface, but you know, like I said. with a new name for someone, without making a cock joke.
Yeah, it was more often than not when we start making cock jokes, it just leads to sort of, you know, the horrible side of Sonic Hentai, which is disturbing in itself. Rename this show to Disturbing Show because of all the things we're talking about.
You are now looking at a picture of Sonic and Shadow doing some sort of battle.
Are they doing a wheelbarrow race? My eyes!
Oh! No. Damn you, deviant art!
This sound effect just summarizes what we don't want to talk about then. Yeah, no. Anyway, I think we're gonna have a little talk, and we're gonna call it a bit of a short one tonight. It's a bit quiet tonight, and I think we'll just play some more requests afterwards as well, really. But aside from that, I want to get on and name my hag of the week, because I'm really quite anxious to do it, and I've wanted to hag this person for a little while, actually. Now,
oh no.
IRC room, I wanted to catch up with what I'm saying because there is a short delay for saying, but I'm going to hag someone in the IRC room now here. It's no one in the in the Skype room, just so you know. So you don't have to worry. But yeah, there'll be some new hag sound effects next week, by the way, as well. So if you do get hag, you'll get something new to be a hag with. So. But yeah, this week's hag of the week is going to go to...
You wanna be my hag? Yes, you do.
Trigon, you're my hag of the week. Deservedly so, perhaps, I think. Reason? He never ever talks. Just like any good sort of bot, almost, as it were. I know he's a real person, but he just never ever says anything. He's never ever in the IRC room. And you know what the funny thing was? Before we started doing live shows and the chat rooms became really popular, he was always in there. And he would usually talk and whatnot when we're there, but now it's all busy, he's like, oh no, it's popular, I don't want to take part, I just moderate.
He's a new Chanbot. He's a Chanbot of Radio Sega.
Just
hooray!
Just because he ain't called Chanbot, doesn't mean he ain't one. So yeah. Congratulations.
Well, he never talked.
Yeah, so congratulations all around to Trigon for this week's Hag of the Week. Well done. You actually have an applause sound effect as well, so yeah, don't have to worry about that.
By the way, please say yes if you want to send Justin Bieber to North Korea.
Yeah.
How about we send him to North Korea?
We lost 7-0 against us, so... Yeah.
About any supplies. No warm clothing to send him to the North Pole.
Perhaps so.
Yeah.
I know what I was going to talk about. I was going to talk about Sega Media before we started talking about something else. Probably hags, but hey. Sega Media has been in a bit of development now as well.
I did tweet a few things, so if you're following me on Twitter, you get all the latest updates and little thoughts I'm going through, so you will get the latest updates if you do that, by the way. It's at SegaMedia.com at the moment. It's just a little teaser page before we start revealing some more information on what's going to be there, but I will say tonight, some of the main categories are going to be included. I'm going to go around and start signing up major Sonic and Sega websites and see if they're interested in including their podcasts that they may do, if they do one, into our sort of repository of podcasts, as it were. Right now, you just get the, on Fastball Media, you get Radio Sega's podcast and our own one of this, Fomix, of course. But I think I would include it just because I think we want to put all the podcasts out there on the net, just available in one place, on one site, and I'd love to do that on my own site. So that would be good to have. Instead of downloads, we're going to change things around a little bit so that they're going to be split up into music and video directly, and you'll also be able to go into each section, and you'll either be able to download it directly, just as you normally would do, but also preview the music or the video before you download it if you want to. Instead, you could just watch it straight on the site. So that's going to be a nice little intuitive thing we're trying to work in at the moment as well, and we seem to have pretty much got all the way there, I've implemented it, so it looks like it'll be pretty nice. Outside of that, we're going to be putting a fully fledged forum in there as well, which is going to work a lot better. But the biggest thing, the login's going to work properly this time, so you can log into the site and you can actually use your membership, as it were, to comment on articles, upload files, take part in forums, and hopefully much, much more. In the sense that I want certain areas of this site to be exclusive to members, so if you're signed up, you will get certain areas exclusive to you as well. And hopefully there's going to be a sort of a super-duper hyper members section as well. Perhaps if you've donated or we work out another system, you're going to get some very, very rare areas of files there, which only obviously the certain people get. So just ideas I'm toying with at the moment. And we'll also be releasing some exclusive tidbits as well by the at Sega Media Twitter, which has now been created as well. So you can also follow us at Sega Media. Several people already cashed onto that already, which is good to know. And hinting, the release date may be around a certain convention, which is quite an obvious date, I think, there, really, but hey. Finally, I will say, the last thing is, if you want to beta trial a site before it goes online, we're going to be running a little beta phase for people who want to try it out and give it a whirl before we launch it. So, quick test to see what's there, and you'll also be able to get hold of perhaps some exclusive files and whatnot while they're on there as well. But,
it will be porn, unfortunately.
No, we don't have that sort of stuff. Don't be so stupid. No, go to web for that. They've created specific areas of the web for porn now anyway, so none of that here. But yeah, members will get just far more priority from certain files and other areas as well soon on the all-new Sega Media website, which we'll be launching soon, and you'll be able to take part in the beta on a first-come, first-served basis, and already people want to take part in the beta, so... Yeah. Ah, thanks for following us, Gonic, on Sega Media already. Clearly listening to what I'm saying. Anyway, guys, anything else you want to talk about apart from swearing or porn?
Vuvuzelas.
May I say I've already baited Sega Media? Like, looking at it.
Yes, which reminds me. Yes, Gonic being Fast Media staff and obviously Sega Media staff soon, and that's what we're sent as well, really has had access to it. So. But we'll be having a full on beta test. Were as well, really. But yeah, okay, IRC room and Twitter listeners, give me your requests. We'll put the last few on before we disappear and let the stream come back to normal, and then you can request whatever Radio Sega happened to have. I know I have some tracks as they don't have, so but likewise, they got a few I haven't got, but I'll be nicking them soon anyway, so yeah, very quiet. Well, I think I'm going to put a good old mix of fast beats to best, as it were, on the end of the show. We're keeping it short and sweet this week. It's only been an hour and 20 minutes, so that's an average show, to be honest, really. End of the day, haven't missed out on much, really. I'm going to head off, get this podcast put together, along with the other ones from the other shows, which will be Saturday Night Sega, Sega Ages and Sega Jukeboxes. They will be appearing
on Foxit Media in the MP3 format should you not have the ability to play AAC. Resident SD, I'll get on it. Your request will be put in. In fact, Resident SD, put your request back in again because it's probably floated right to the top of the chat room, seeing as you did not direct message it to me. Anyway, enough rambling. I shall carry on. We'll get this lined up as well. Hopefully, we have a lot more content to come back to, as it has literally been a sort of week where it's gone really quiet in the community. Just the crickets say it all. Let's just break the silence and crack on with some new Sonic and Sega information. Hopefully, with old friends at Summer of Sonic, something new for us to talk about as well. And Shadi would have fixed his end by next week as well.
Hopefully.
Or it may be an auto hag next week. We don't, you know.
I don't.
Shadi can be Garnic type of the week then.
A double hag from this week. Oh no.
Introducing the new fast beat feature, Garnic's Hag of the Week. Without fast beat puns, but I forgot what we were saying.
Oh no.
Right. All good. Right, okay. So yeah, we kept this short and sweet this week. We'll be back next week. No break as we had last week. So yeah, plenty to check out on there. Keep an eye on Sega Media. We'll hopefully be releasing some more teaser content alongside information on the beta as well. I have to get involved in that. That'll be going from there. But we'll leave you with that. Less mindless banter on that side, really, and we shall crack on. That's been episode 10 of Fast Switch Phone Mix. We'll start with a record-breaking 11th episode next week. Back on the same time, Sunday at 9 p.m. UK time, GMT+1 on Radio Sega. The next show, hopefully, you'll find on Radio Sega will be this coming Wednesday night with the Sega Jukebox, hopefully to resume its normal slots, as the last 2 weeks we've had to fill in for SJ, even though we just started the show. Anyway, I've got a lot of requests coming in, so I'm going to finish up now and crack on. But it's goodbye from me, and it's goodbye from all of my guests here on Skype.
So goodbye. Long.
Goodbye.
Oh.
Yeah, you know you want to say bye. Went quiet there for a second. So yes, we'll catch you next week. Goodbye.
to listen to this show again? Download it from tomorrow at RadioSega.net.
What?